You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is that all there is? Children ask it about a circus, and parents ask it about life.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Give us grace, God our Father, to be disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, and help us by his authority to make disciples throughout the world, followers not of us, but of him, who gave his life to atone for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Teach us, O God, that we may teach. In Jesus' name, amen. Is that all there is? Children ask it about a circus, and their parents ask it about life. A bittersweet song has the line, "Molly, is that all there is?" It expresses the disappointment people feel when they are young and when they are old. There's only one in the history of the world who ever really dealt with that disappointment. He promised people all. Unlike others who promised all and gave nothing except defeat and despair, he promised and gave all. In his last conversation with his men who had stayed with him, more or less, he had one more thing to say. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Instead of the beginning of the end, as most last words are, this was the end of the beginning. He had done all, and now he is all anyone needs to have life and to go on having life. St. Matthew tells the story of how the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age." We might say that because of those 11 men who were there that day, we are here today talking about Jesus Christ and telling the good news of God. We could say that, but it would be wrong. We are here today because of that one man who summoned those 11 to the hill that day. He is the one, and he is all. It is a funny thing that the word Christian is used only 3 times in the New Testament. The word disciple is used often. It means someone who has been taught and is willing to go the way he has been taught. These men were disciples of Jesus. They were taught by Jesus, and they were his disciples. They were beginning to understand that all of his, because they had followed the hard road of discipleship. They knew him by this time, and it was beginning to dawn on them that he meant all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. One of the problems with the church throughout the world is that there are so many Christians and so few disciples. He demanded all of his disciples. "If any man would come after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Forgetting oneself is just about the toughest thing anyone has ever been called upon to do. Taking up one's cross is not taking up Christ's cross. That he carried alone. He did it all to atone for the sins of the world. Taking up your cross means taking anything that comes because you are a disciple. It means taking it with faith and love as he took his cross. It means not feeling sorry for yourself, but rejoicing to be counted worthy, like Peter and the other apostles, who suffered shame for his name. Daily in the temple and in every house, they never stopped teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. And then there is the following. There's no substitute for following Jesus Christ. That's to be a disciple. It means going all the way, not a quarter of the way or even halfway, but all the way. It is to be his man or his woman, his boy or girl. That's discipleship. And it is costly. The 11 disciples went to Galilee. They were not all there. One was missing. No issue is made of this fact that all were not there. There's no explanation and no condemnation. Jesus would have liked to have all of them with him, but it didn't work out that way. He loved them all, nurtured them, guided them, but not all came along. It is a fact of life. It's a sobering truth. Even the Lord experienced it. But he was there, and he is all in this enterprise. Even the 11 who came were not exactly all there. They were all sane men with a natural intelligence and a lot of it, even though they had not gone to college. But they wondered what they were getting themselves into. Some of them, at least, doubted. St. Matthew tells us that. Again, there is no condemnation, but just a simple acknowledgement that some were in doubt. This is a comforting fact, that they were very much like us. We wonder what we are getting ourselves into. And sometimes we wonder whether even he knows what he is doing. It isn't always altogether clear to us what it is all about. It's a great leap from the ordinary philosophy of what there is all there is going to be, to the conviction of St. Paul, who declared that Christ is all in all, and all in all is Christ. Doubts are to be taken for what they are, doubts. Some people are so proud of their doubts, they don't want to give them up. Educated people brag about their doubts. It is just as if they're the only ones who ever had any doubts. Everybody has got them, and they have to be dealt with. You can't just keep on seeking the truth and never finding it, unless, of course, there is no truth at all. Jesus Christ is the truth. If there were no other truth in the world, he would still be the truth. He is true. What he says is true. What he promises will come true. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We have to listen to him, trust him, and follow him to find out that he is true. Christ himself said, if anyone does the will of my Father, he will know of the doctrine whether it is of God or of men. He will find out that all in all, there is Christ. He is all. He says, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Despite their doubts, these men worshipped him. That's the only way you can really treat Christ. It's not hypocritical. How are you going to approach the Son of God who died for the sins of the world, except in worship? Worship is an expression of trust in his word. It's an act of faith in God. It's the first step of the doubter to resolve his doubts. Jesus said to the 11, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I have been given all authority. He did not say superiority. He said authority. He put himself right at the level of every man. For the joy set before him, he endured a cross, forgetting about the shame. Now he's been given a seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Having purged our sins, he sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. He has authority to forgive sins, the authority to cast out demons in human hearts, the authority to heal the hurts and even to turn death into life. By death and resurrection, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. He is all, in all. Christ is all. There is no other authority. He is the one. Without him, the Bible would just be another book. With him, it is the Word of God by which the Spirit of God moves people to become disciples. Without Jesus Christ, the church is just another institution. With him, it is a living organism, his body. Without him, nothing. With him, all. he said and meant it. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go and make disciples. 11 men went out into the world to make disciples and to talk only about him. We preach not ourselves, said one of them, but Christ Jesus as Lord. The great God who once said, let there be light, has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. As in Adam all die, they said, also in Christ shall all be made alive. He must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him and put all things under him so that God may be everything to everyone. He is the image of the invisible God, they said, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were all things created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Now that's Jesus Christ. He is all in all for people everywhere. He's for all nations. Go, he said, make disciples of all the nations. No one is excluded, no person, no class, no race. No one's been omitted from the good and gracious will of God as you see it in Jesus Christ. There is no one else, and he is all for all. No church has a corner on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever gods men may worship, whatever philosophies may fascinate their minds, whatever superstitions may arise to claim their attention, all nations have one Lord to save them, one promise of forgiveness and life. That's in Jesus Christ. He is all. In him, God acted decisively. In him, God was reconciling the world to himself. And now the Lord sends his disciples out to make disciples. He tells them to baptize, a very simple act, which is more than a mere ceremony. His word is in it, and people are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They believe in him and are baptized. It's nothing magic, but it is life. His disciples go out, and people are taught. They are taught by the church. When it is at its best, the church teaches not to be loyal to the church, but to him. Teach them, he said, to obey everything I have commanded you. He taught to pray, Our Father. He commanded to love. One commandment I give you, he said, that you love one another. It's really the final and only test of a disciple. A disciple loves. He doesn't hate, he loves. Christ is all, giving himself altogether for the life of the world. Disciples are expected to do no less. A disciple is not above his master. The disciple is not Lord. Jesus Christ is. Blessed are the poor in spirit, he said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be completely satisfied. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake, for that is the way of discipleship. His people went that way, rejoicing to be counted worthy of the kingdom of God and also to suffer for it. To those who were troubled and doubted, St. Paul said, You who were troubled, rest with us, for the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, a flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a hard word. It makes sense only because Jesus Christ is all. But that's not all. There's one thing more. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth, he said. And remember, I will be with you always to the close of the age. When he says it, always means always. In all the strange and twisting course of human events, in all the circumstances and conditions of life, in days of joy and days of sorrow, in good times and in bad, in valleys of despair or on the mountains of exhilaration, At the moment of death, he is around. He is here. And he will be there. In all the ways and all the days, to the close of the age, at the time when every knee will have to bow before him and every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father, he is all forever and ever. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is all and always will be. Worship him with me right now and pray, please. Lord over all, help me to accept your authority over me. Make me willing to be your disciple. Thank you for what you did to make me a disciple. Help me to tell your story. Help me to obey all and to believe all. And to have you with me all the days of my life. Amen.